like lava. DG girl, them pretty like a cassava. Texas girl, they gonna make a
virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.
Thank you.
Boogie Stop Shuffle from Charles Mingus, of course, 1959's recording with Danny Richmond at the drums there. Booker Irwin and Shafi Hadi at the tenor saxophones. Willie Dennis, at the trombone. Horace Powerlin at the piano and Charles Mingus at the bass. Showing us how it is done indeed. And that starts this morning's edition of Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM on Charlie Mingus's the centenary of his birth, of course, falls today as it turns out. So we're going to hear some Mingus later on in the program. Some brand new unearthed live recordings, fantastic sound and fantastic playing. So that'll be in a later set, but before we get there, we have some new releases to get through. Not to get through, but to enjoy. As usual, here on a Friday morning, Jazz Muck, CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. John B., your host, and we're going to start things off with a brand new release from a bassist, Michael Bizio, working in a quartet setting with Carl Berger at the Vibes, Matt Maneri at the viola, and Whit Dickey at the drums. Bizio, as I say, the bassist. M Before is the name of the new release, just out on Whit Dickey's Teo Forms Recordings. And from that very release, this is the piece, Ella. Hometown Heroes from Charles Rumbach and his ensemble from a release entitled Seven Bridges out on Astral Spirits last fall, really. Charles leading the project. He plays drums and guitar, joining him Greg Ward at alto saxophone, Jim Baker at analog synthesizer, Sima Cunningham providing voice on the release, John Hughes at electronics, Mick Macri at the bass, Ron Miles at the cornet, Jason Stein at bass clarinet, and Macy Stewart at voice and violin. Charles Rumbach and Seven Bridges. Prior to that, Thomas Fujiwara and his double trio, he calls triple double. Thomas at the drums, Gerald Cleaver at the drums, Mary Halverson and Brandon Seabrook at the guitars, Ralph Alessi at the trumpet with Taylor Hobinum at the cornet. March is the name of the release, and it can be found on the Firehouse 12 recording label. And that was a moody piece entitled Silhouettes in Smoke. Bernard Feliz, before that, something from his most recent outing, a solo outing, featuring all live off the floor, as it were. No overdubs or anything else, just him playing. A little bit of loop action happening. That was a piece entitled Slow Goth from the newly released Go Solo, out on, of course, Ambiance Magnétique. Prior to that, Liz LB and something from her brand new release entitled Rill, just out on the Relative Pitch recording label. All the Light Let In was the name of that piece. And Liz plays electronics, trumpet, quadraphonic trumpet, also providing voice, field recordings, and constructing homemade acoustic instruments. Liz LB and something from Rill. Prior to that, we started off that set with the brand new Michael Bizio Quartet from MB4 and a piece entitled Bizio at the Bass, Carl Berger at the Vods, Matt Maneri at the Viola, and Wittike at the Drums. This is Jazz Muck right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca. And playlists are available at jazzmuck.blogspot.ca.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
This is Michelle Ndege Ocello, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Keep it locked.
Better run, learn to run, cause daddy's home. Daddy's sweet little boy, just a little too sweet.
Jazzamuck continues on this 100th anniversary of Charles Mingus's birth, and as mentioned, we're going to hear some newly uncovered recordings recorded in 1972 in London at the legendary Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club. And it features Charles Mingus in a sextet setting with the great Roy Brooks at drums and musical saw. Of course, Charlie's at the bass. A very young John Faddis, 19-year-old John Faddis at the trumpet. Charles McPherson, of course, at alto saxophone. Bobby Jones at tenor saxophone and clarinet. And John Foster with some amazing piano work throughout. These tapes were just uncovered. As I say, they were recorded in 72. Probably with the ear to releasing them on his own, on Columbia Records, which of course he was signed with at the time. Though Columbia pulled pretty well all their jazz artists, didn't pull them, they fired them all in the early 73. So for whatever reason, these tapes never saw the light of day, and they are doing so now. And Resonance has released a beautiful box set, as they always do, wonderful reissues and issues from that great imprint. The Lost Album from Ronnie Scott's is what it's called, and from that album we are going to enjoy Orange Was the Color of Her Dress, then Silk Blues. All right, here on Jazz Muck.